All right, if somebody's not going away from you, he's coming right
towards you.
Okay. If I just happen to meet somebody in town, I might say, well, I wasn't looking for so-and-so. I just happened to...
arrive by it.
Okay. And if a little girl is given the same name that her mother has, you'd say that the parents named the child
after.
Okay. Getting into animals here. I don't think you have one of these, but it's a kind of animal that barks.
It's a dog.
Okay. What would you say if you had a dog? What would you say to him if you wanted him to get after another dog or a person?
That's a sickie.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a name for a dog that's not a pure breed? He's, you know, just a...
Mongoon is. Mutt.
Okay. What about that dog that I saw over at your aunt's house last night? Would you have a general name for a tiny dog like that?
Well,
that barks a lot?
Chihuahua, that's what I call that one.
Yeah. I think Chihuahua is a breed, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
I was interested if you had general names for it, you know.
For a small dog?
Uh-huh.
No, I just said small breed of dogs.
Some people use the word feist as a general term for small dogs. Are you familiar with that?
Well, yeah, I've heard that. I was always, I've always considered that as a...
As a breed?
As a breed of dog.
Yeah. But you have heard the word?
Feist, yes.
Okay. All right, this verb I'm looking for, if it's a vicious dog, I might say, you better watch out, that dog might
attack you.
Or
bite you.
Yeah, because yesterday he bit somebody or another, and he has a lot of people lately.
He's bitten a lot of people.
All right. In a herd of, excuse me, cattle, what do you call a male animal?
A bull.
Can you remember a time when that word wasn't used in presence of women?
No.
It's always been bull. Okay. What about the female? That's just a...
That's a cow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about these animals that used to be used in plowing?
Mule.
Mm-hmm. And the plural would be?
Mules.
Okay. The other animals, massive animals that were used in plowing too, kind of look like steers.
Ox.
What would you say, talking about mules, if you had two hitched together, you'd have a what?
Team.
All right. What about the ox?
You'd have a team of oxen.
Okay. And again, talking about cattle, a small one, that's a...
calf.
All right. Say if a cow is about to have a calf, you'd say that cow is going to what?
Yeah. Give birth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You ever heard anything else at all?
Can't remember.
Okay, she's going to come to the pen fresh, and she's going to come fresh, any of that. And her gut. Okay. And this animal that people like to ride, that's a
horse.
And the plural, two or three.
Horses.
All right. What would you call a male?
A stallion.
Okay. And what about a female?
And a mare.
All right. And this verb, you get on a horse and you begin to...
ride.
Yeah, yesterday we, all day long.
We rode.
And we've a lot lately.
We've ridden a lot lately.
Okay. If you can't stay on a horse, you say you fell
off.
All right. And if a little child wakes up in the morning and he's on the floor, you might say, well, during the night I must have
fallen out of the bed.
Okay. And the things that go on the bottom of a horse's feet for protection, those are
horseshoes.
Okay. What do you call the part of the horse's foot that those are nailed onto?
Hoofs.
Okay. And one of them would be a
hoof.
Okay. And a game you play with those, you just say you're playing
horseshoe.
Okay. What about the male sheep? You call him a
ram.
Okay. What about female?
What does she call?